And if possible, could you give us a rough count of the thousands of boxes that you move into the building? I'd like to know the number.
Well, I know I've purchased over 6,500 boxes. We had some that we already had on hand that teachers use with their own, like copy paper boxes. So far, I'm guesstimating we're probably in that 9,000 to 10,000 range just for boxes themselves.
That's a lot of boxes.
And did Jen ever finish packing up her room?
Nope. There were some boxes she was going to talk to the custodian. I think they're boxes of clay or stuff.
Yeah, we could.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's tough.
And then lastly, I think about some of these changes, and this question is for Dr. Gogg as far as communication with the public. Do you feel that as a district we're communicating with the public? Do we need to change maybe the timing or frequency of communication when it comes to the completion?
We've built in, so a couple things we did is we have communication that's ready to go out to staff that we're going to hold off until Friday.
Okay.
After that Friday meeting. We know when we want to get people in, and we want to make sure that everyone's okay with those dates. So after our construction meeting on Friday, we've met about the communications we're going to send out to, when we talk about the community, we're going to start with the families. So we're going to roll something into the families, kind of like some big items on what to expect. And so we've been putting together that package as well.
Okay.
So we have that, and they also have parent information nights, which we want to tee up. And one of the things, even though we're going to cover some of the information, that's also going to be covered in the parent information nights, it's not going to be bad for them to see it twice. You know, for them to see it before they go, and also to get it reaffirmed as
right.
they go in. So we're going to get all those, we have those communications getting packaged right now. You know, the other thing I want to point out is that, you know, this is that time, that final crunch time when you have a project like this. And, you know, although it's stressful as you go through it, I do encourage as people go through to make sure you're looking around too, because you have to recognize how great the building's looking. I mean, as far as the design, the layouts, everything inside, I know I walk through and part of me's like this, but then the other part of me switches to excitement, to where, like today I was walking through and they had, in the third and fourth grade area, they had everything out of the extended learning areas, and so you can really see the size of it and everything, and how it's, you know, the colors that are being put in there, and just the area that the kids are going to have to be in there, and it switches to excitement, you know. And then when you step out onto the playground and you see the asphalt down, and you can image, you know, what it's going to look like in there, and then like Dave said, going out and seeing that back bus area paved, it's, you know, I get it. You know, right now, you know, we're going to be, you know, clenching our hands and being frustrated. But man, it's going to be awesome. It's really going to be great. And I give Dave a lot of credit. You know, the amount of things that he has to coordinate. And not only are we talking about, you know, basic schedules, when can people get in, what can they expect, but even as we walk through with law enforcement and fire, to really get their eyes on it. And Dave's also putting finishing touches on our safety plan, which we'll review with our first responders as well. So, I mean, the amount of things that are coming together right now is monumental, and it's really a lot of work, but it's pretty exciting where we are.
What was their reaction to the building, the fire?
Well, it's interesting. So you walk through, and so their concerns, their primary concerns were radios and cell service. You know, obviously they want to be able to radio in. So Chief of Police kept checking to see if he would, you know, doing radio checks, and those seemed to check out. But we did assure them that we do have, I think it is Zenith, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Zenith is going to be running a full, it's DAS, which is the
Distributed Antenna System.
Thank you. Distributed Antenna System. They're doing a test for that. To make sure that happens.
If they cannot get cell service and their radios to work, then we put in a localized system so it'll work.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't work from the ambient regular cell towers and everything else, then we have to put in a DAS system, a distributive antenna system, so that their emergency communication will work. We didn't buy it up front because there's a reasonable chance, given the proximity of the fire station, that we don't need it because it should work. It's a partially masonry building, but if it was, this building would not have particularly good cell phone because of all this, the block. I haven't checked to see what it's like in here, but we don't buy it right away in
case
we don't
need it. We can tell you it's not great.
That area along Center Ridge is that, you know, the dead zone area there, so, but
we see, when we were talking, here's the funny thing is when we were talking about it, we were laughing, it's like, you know, it's supposed to not be good with cell phones.
Yeah.
But we saw a lot of construction folks on their cell phones.
On their cell phones.
And so we're like, well, you know, maybe.
Closer down to Porter Road is the real problem, yeah, but.
Yeah, maybe you get a little bit there. But I think that was something, and we had, there's just, and it's great because, first of all, not only have our first responders been great, but the city, and the city has been something where at times, I think the city can give our construction team fits, you know, because they are very demanding on what they want. But at the end, we benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city has been there almost daily. On the site, making sure things are to code, making sure that, you know, they're doing things the way they're supposed to be doing, using the right materials. So it's almost like having another inspector,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we do have PSI, you know, doing a lot mm-hmm. of inspection. We have Brewer Garrett, we have Roof Tech, and then to have the city in the fold there as well. So the city has been great with that. Our first responders, what I've loved about them is that I walk through and I see all the educational value,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come through and ask questions like, okay, so how the your gates that are going to be opening and closing, you know, we figure out a way, and we're probably going to have different solutions for fire and police because they have different needs and different equipment mm-hmm. inside their vehicles. So it's just being able to have those conversations now. It's really nice. But I think Chief Belozer had indicated that, you know, he's the more I would say chatty of the chiefs, you know, he really voiced that. Thought it was just very nice built.
It's did you have more? No.
Go ahead.
You keep going.
Interrupting you.
That's fine. it's a board effort, right?
It is.
I think about what you mentioned on communication and the stress, you know, as you're going to finish this project, especially as we get closer. And I know that many times just not knowing that tends to, the unknown tends to bring about the most stress. I'll move on to another topic, and that is, as I'm beginning just to reach out to the community and bang on doors a little bit, absolutely welcoming those good suggestions from our wonderful residents that we represent. And of course, they express the frustration of Dover Center and Center Ridge and the construction. I know many, of course, are very, very excited about the building, but, you know, the frustration. And as drivers are driving through our city and people are standing at the corners, how people will speed and blow through red lights and things along those lines. So I'm thinking about the beginning of school and bringing up, of course, the police. And will we, for example, have we planned for additional police presence that first week of school? Are our guards in place? Are we ready for what sounds like it could be an unusual intersection, especially, say, at Dover Center and Center Ridge?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There's some things that the chief had mentioned I shouldn't mention.
Understood, and that's all I need to know.
And one thing I can mention is one, so I'll put it this way. Speed and how people drive there is going to be very important to them. He also indicated that they secured, I think, solar-powered speed, like showing your speed.
They want to
do things like that
in
that corridor as well. And let's just say they intend to supervise.
Super. We all had the good fortune of having the All-Star game here. And just working downtown in the city, and that police presence was amazing. Certainly a lot of additional traffic and roads closed down and special things going on, but having that police presence there, again, even if the light is red and police observing and keeping things moving, and I'll leave it there. We're going to have that support, and when we have that kind of support, especially in this situation, that intersection won't be complete by the time that school begins. It'd be great just to have that support. Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Okay.
We never really talked about the final grading of the entire site. I know it's the end of August, I think, for final seating, but will the entire site be graded and ready?
Yeah, matter of fact, most of it is. So if you, especially around the back or the west side, you'll see that after they pour the curbs, they brought in the topsoil that was stockpiled in the back. They brought that out and they got it and they backfilled around the backs of the curbs. So what will happen then after that's all spread out and done, they'll come back and they'll use a device like a rock hound, something that will get all the big stones and rocks out of it, give us a more finished topsoil type material to plant our grass and stuff in. So that still has to occur, but the backfilling around all the big areas where there were open holes and backs of curbing has been completed.
So when we open
in a lot of the areas.
So when we open, we'll at least have straw.
Yeah, the goal would be to have some sort of a erosion control grass, something over top of it to start growing.
That's good. It's all about appearance. Mm-hmm. And what about the signage out front? Going to be talking with the city?
Correct. Dave Andriano from Lesko & Associates and I met with Will Krause about a week and a half ago. We have the 24th is when our material or information is due to them for the pre-planning conference. We will have it on the 24th with them, and that will be in preparation for a September 9th Planning Commission agenda item. So it'll be the same materials of that of the building, same type of brick, split face block, and metal fascia around it. The sign will be very similar, if not the exact kind, to the high school. Will said that was perfect because it's already been approved and run through for any variances for the oversize that we have, and he think it should go through fairly smooth.
And there's no neighbors that we need to play with?
There are three that I need to, yes. So after our pre-conference on the 24th, the identification of those three across the street, I'll craft a letter like I did for the ones by the high school, send that out to them, see if any of them object to the sign so they could take that into consideration when they look at our proposal.
Something that just popped into my head. Have we ever gotten any feedback on the layout, the positioning of the high school sign, where we did it perpendicular to the road?
Correct.
Versus parallel?
Yes. Well, and if you remember that I worked through Ellett Sign, a sign company for that, and because of the bend of the road of Hilliard Avenue, by having the sign perpendicular to the road right there, especially at the bend, as you're approaching it from each side, you could see that fairly well. If you remember, the city was really pushing us to have a double, like a V-type sign, which increased the cost by quite a bit and added the complications to this. When you look at passing by our site on at the new elementary school, you know, one of the questions that we have to still iron out with Ellett is it better to have it just flat facing the Center Ridge Road or to have it perpendicular so that as you're driving you can see it from either side? You know, it's only going to sit about 10-12 feet off of the right of way, so this fairly close to the road. I'll get their recommendation. We'll have them come out and take a look at the curve of the road and see what best availability might be, but I'm still thinking perpendicular might be the way to go. Okay.
And my last one, what about signage on the building?
Right now, there is nothing that is slated to have signage on the building, whether it be street sign, like address lettering or name. It was one of the questions that I could be prepared to get somebody in to put it up. We did that over at the Burnison site for that building.
That's what brought it to mind.
And I think when you look at like our high school, you know, we really...
You don't need it, but you have to sign up front.
We have to sign up front, and it's sometimes if it's the only building on the site, it's hard to confuse it with something else on like Dover campus. But if that's something that needs to happen, we can make that.
Well, you have to get that front sign up soon as possible.
Yes, exactly. Correct.
I just wanted to thank everybody as well. I know that it is crunch time. This is what happens, and so, you know, you can't necessarily predict everything that's going to come up, even now, between now and the opening of school, but I feel like we've got the right people on board. I love how the high school sign turned out. I just think, you know, for me as a driver, I drive by and I'm like, just assuming we're going to have the same thing as the high school. I just think it's very visible when it's perpendicular, but, you know, when I just remember when I moved here, and I was always trying to find the rec center, and it has the one that's parallel.
Right.
You really can't see it until you're really close.
Yes, right.
So I did go by it numerous times, and so that's why I always go back to that with the signers. Keep that in the back of your mind. So thank you. I did, just to piggyback off, I don't know which one of you brought this up, but I think it was John who brought up the final seating and the grading. I think that's awesome that it'll still look good for the start of the school year. And I'm wondering, you probably already have this worked out with Kim, but have you thought about those kinds of things to put out in the communication that we're doing? So that people, once people understand why, because I just remember with the opening of the high school, you know, you hear these things and a lot of criticisms or critiques of things that came up, it's just that people didn't know. Yes, absolutely, that is part of the plan. We always plan to do the plantings after, but a lot of people thought that was a negative. What do you mean? You built this great school and you have no plantings and that kind of thing. So I know that if we bring up some of these things, sometimes, you know, it's just want to make sure that our community is aware and that, you know, that we put out there, we have such a great product, such a great thing that we're doing. I want to make sure our community is aware of it too.
And Dave brought it up, I'll say two things about that. You know, one of the things that you end up hearing is anything that has gone wrong in any project that has ever happened, you know, comes back to the project that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
They'll compile, well, this happened in this one, this happened in this one, so therefore all these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on something, we haven't had significant issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there
were
some drawing grid lines. We had to make sure that the grid lines lined up. We, you know, had that steel truss that they looked at the measurements before it was fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the other part.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what, we think we need to redesign this a little bit, and they did it, and then we waited for it to come, and we put it out.
Don't you feel at hindsight, right?
Yeah, but it's one of those where, you know, that's why checks and balances are in place. That's why we have other organizations in helping us making sure inspections so that things aren't coming to the site wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we have those type of things, but we haven't had, like, it's been other than
wood.
Timing.
You need
knock
on some wood.
But other than, you know, you say, well, you know what, we'd like to get in a little bit early. We'd like to do this, we'd like to do that. Yeah, but you know what? You want to knock on that? Yeah. So it's one where the roofs are checking out. So everything that we're looking at, it's good and it's quality. And I guess the part behind it is we absolutely want to get into this timeline. We want to get people in as soon as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But now's not the time to get sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the end of it. We're gonna we're going to be there, we're going to get in. Everybody would, people would like to be in yesterday. I get that sort of thing. We're not bringing people in the day before, according to the timeline, you know, the schedule that we have. That's why I'm waiting till Friday to release it to everybody. Mm-hmm. We have an idea when people can come in. And yes, it's inside the email that we have constructed. I have mm-hmm. the principals proofing it today. Mm-hmm. And we put in there because that decision, and I know Joe, John, and one time Barb were in the construction meetings, that decision for the seeding and the planting was months ago.
Months ago, correct.
You know, we looked at that yeah. months ago.
I will admit, I'm the one that raised it.
Yeah.
Because I've had the problem.
You hear it, right?
I deal with it all the time.
Yeah.
4 months after it's dying, and it's like, well, we planted in July, what do you expect? Yeah. You know, it's,
right.
But so it's almost like a phony thing to do. When and you know, you're doing it just for show to put in all these trees for them to die. And why would you do that? When
that's
you,
a waste
when,
of when, money.
It could potentially cost you money because if for some reason the plant lives 1 year and then dies, mm-hmm. now you're beyond the warranty period and you have mm-hmm. to replace it. And then Todd starts complaining that you're eating up all his money.
But if you wouldn't do it in your own, if you wouldn't do it in your own yard, mm-hmm. you wouldn't plant a single tree in your own yard. How many trees am I planting, Dave?
Oh, there's hundreds.
Hundreds of trees. Why would I plant hundreds of trees at a time when you're not supposed to plant trees?
Mm-hmm. And grass seed too. You don't
right.
put grass in August.
But well, so grass is going to be grass is a little bit different. For grass, they're going to do a seeding in the grass because by EPA rules, you have to have erosion protection, and that's where they refer to it as erosion protection. So they're going to seed all of it. Okay. The difference is under the CMR, if it doesn't take, like Mr. Riley just said, I mean, we have that 1 year warranty. If we're not happy with how the grass took, we will make them come back out, have the landscaper come back out and reseed areas
so they will
that didn't take.
Seed it before school starts?
Yes, they will.
So if we don't get any rain, who's going to water all that big area?
That's not
it's just natural. Yeah. Yeah. Natural water.
Yep.
There is
yeah,
that's
yeah it's there is.
The contractor will bring in a truck. Yeah.
Oh, will they?
Water.
Okay.
Yeah. That's on them.
Wow.
Just worry about
I do
it.
Want to, in the spring. I guess, make a couple of comments just in the interest of clarity. You have to remember the building is somewhat complicated. You're not only building a rec center in terms of a gymnasium, a library because of the media spaces, probably the largest restaurant in town because of the kitchen and the related cafeteria spaces, and enough space to replace four schools. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of, you know, any given, and office space, so any given project, any one of those is complicated enough, you're doing them all at the same time. Two, there's been no issues of quality.